This is Akashvani, the news read by Varsha Williams. Campaigning ended this evening for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. 57 parliamentary constituencies across seven states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on Saturday. Assembly election to 42 seats in Odisha, along with by-elections to 6 assembly seats in Himachal Pradesh, will also be held on the same day. Top leaders of various political parties made last-ditch efforts today to woo the voters for the Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election rally in Hoshiarpur town of Punjab. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting at Simulia and the Balasore Lok Sabha constituency in Odisha. In Himachal Pradesh, Union Minister and senior BJP leader Nitin Gadkari held a rally in Karsog region of the Mandi parliamentary constituency. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed a public meeting at Dhalpur in Kullu. He also campaigned in the Hamirpur parliamentary constituency, along with BJP candidate and Union Minister Anurag Thakur. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra held a roadshow in Solan. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh has alleged that the country's economy witnessed unimaginable turmoil in BJP's tenure. In a letter to Punjab voters to exercise their right to vote, Mr. Singh alleged that average GDP growth under the BJP government has plunged to under 6%. He claimed that GDP growth was about 8% during the Congress UPA government. Meanwhile, the BJP has hit back at the former Prime Minister, saying that the economy was facing policy paralysis and was considered a fragile five economy during the previous regime. Party spokesperson Syed Zafar Islam told media in New Delhi that there was a double-digit inflation during Manmohan Singh's tenure. Mr. Islam also alleged that non-performing assets were high and the banking sector was in a bad condition during Congress rule. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that S&P Global Ratings' revision of its outlook on India from stable to positive is a welcome development. In a social media post, she said this reflects India's solid growth performance and a promising economic outlook for the coming years. The Finance Minister attributed this development to the series of macroeconomic reforms undertaken since 2014, along with substantial outlay for capex, fiscal discipline and decisive and visionary leadership. India has expressed concern over the loss of civilian lives in Rafah, a Palestinian city in southern Gaza. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the heartbreaking loss of lives in the displacement camp in Rafah is a matter of deep concern. He said the Israeli side has already accepted responsibility for it as a tragic accident and announced an investigation into the incident. Speaking on Pakistan's former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's comments on the Lahore Declaration, Mr. Jaiswal said an objective view is emerging in Pakistan on this particular matter. Responding to a query on JDA's suspended MP Prajwal Rivana, Randhir Jaiswal said Ministry of External Affairs has initiated action under provisions of the Indian Passport Act 1967 for revocation of his diplomatic passport. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 20 passengers were killed and 15 others were injured after a bus carrying pilgrims rolled down into a deep gorge in the Tungi Mor area of Akhnoor subdivision in Jammu district this afternoon. The bus was on its way from Jammu to Shivkhori Cave in Riasi district and was carrying pilgrims mostly from Uttar Pradesh. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has announced the onset of southwest monsoon over Kerala and its advancement into most parts of northeast India today. Monsoon has arrived 2 days ahead of the normal onset date of the 1st of June. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD Director General Mrityunjay Mahapatra said conditions are favourable for the onset of monsoon in remaining parts of South India, including Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry, in the next 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, heavy rain continues to lash Kerala with severe waterlogging being reported in many districts including Thiruvananthapuram and Ernakulam. Orange alert has been issued in Alappuzha, Kottayam and Ernakulam, while all other districts remain under yellow alert. In badminton, Indian women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand entered the quarterfinals at the Singapore Open today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.